بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ان الله تعالى يغار، وغيره الله تعالى ان ياتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه. متفق عليه. The same hadith we have been reading for the past few days, and a further explanation so we can understand and appreciate our deen, our teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the great love that Allah ta'ala has for us. In this hadith, basically, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala anhu said that Allah ta'ala has got ghairat. Ghairat, we explained that in the English language we can use words which are not the exact translation, but like, for example, the discontent, unhappiness of Allah, or that the limits which Allah had set, and a person transgresses and go over those limits, or the self-possessiveness of Allah Ta'ala, or the sense of possessiveness of Allah, that Allah wants things exclusive for Him, or the limits which Allah has set, and we must not go beyond those limits. Or like in our language we say, for example, this I cannot stomach, this I cannot take. So Allah has also set certain things which this now I cannot take. Now you are going over the limit. So, and those things are the things which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And this is also a beautiful explanation of our beautiful deen, that Allah Ta'ala has only made those things haram for us which are harmful for us. Things which are haram for us are harmful for us. Therefore Allah has made them haram. Anything what was of any goodness to us, Allah did not make it haram. Whatever is haram, if we can understand that it is harmful for me. For example, we take practical examples. A man, for example, a husband looks at other women. He might think he's getting enjoyment, but that haram is harmful for him. The same way, if the wife looks at other men, that is also haram and which is harmful. What is this harm? By looking at the opposite, the man looks at other woman, the wife looks at other men, etc. So that enjoyment which is achieved in there, haram enjoyment, so much Allah takes away the enjoyment of looking at your own spouse. Now the husband won't enjoy looking at his wife. The wife doesn't find her husband to be handsome, and she doesn't get enjoyment looking at him. Enjoyment is looking at other women or at other men, and this is very harmful. And this year, the outward beauty is only beauty skin deep. But when we obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give that enjoyment of the husband will become so handsome in the eyes of the wife. The wife will become so beautiful in the eyes of the husband that he will not look at other men or other woman, or she will not look at other men. And the enjoyment the couple will get there. How many people complain even when they are intimate with their spouses? They are thinking of other men or other women. And this also is all. So when we break the laws of Allah, fantasizing like this and thinking of others, the real enjoyment that we have to get with our own wives or husbands, that is taken away. So Allah loves us so much. It is also mentioned, Allah dislikes that to displease any of His bandas. Now when we do this, then the law of Allah, we have displeased ourselves really. We have done wrong. And Allah does not like that we must do wrong to ourselves. Similarly, if a person goes, for example, for haram money, then he gets deprived of halal money. And the barakat which is in halal can never be in haram. If a person becomes stingy, he is deprived of the barakat of generosity. And the barakat of generosity, Allah gives so much and gives it so easily. But now when a person becomes stingy and he thinks, I'm hoarding, I'm saving money, he's harming himself. If a person, for example, goes into interest, which is even worse, and then this the Allah Ta'ala destroys his good wealth also. By the harm and the evil of interest, his good wealth, clean wealth is also destroyed. So therefore Allah dislikes we must do those things. Allah has given us a clear, proper way of life, and we are harming ourselves when we break that laws and we do wrong to that. So the harm that we are causing ourselves, Allah dislikes that we must harm ourselves. Allah wants us that even in this dunya we live good life, and that is only when we live according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. For example, a person, we all have to have our iman on akhirat, which we have got, alhamdulillah. But if there is doubt in that, then iman gets negated. And the result of that is our yaqeen comes on dunya. Then everything of dunya, whether it is the investments of dunya, whether it is halal or haram, a person doesn't see, whether then the education of this dunya, dunya's education is more important. And deen is pushed one side. Then a person is only of dunya, and he really literally becomes a dog of the dunya. He becomes a slave of this dunya. And Allah wanted us to work for akhirah. And when you work for your akhirat, dunya is given to you by the way. And it is given without any effort from your side. And it is given with full of barakat and full of protection. You are saved from jealous people and the jealousy of jealous people also. So Allah wanted us to work for akhirat. But when we put our trust in dunya, in the same way, when we our efforts are for dunya and they are not for akhirat, then we get involved in this dunya and dunya becomes our object. So everything what Allah has made haram for us is for our, what benefit does Allah get? Allah doesn't get any benefit whatsoever. It is fully for our benefit. And Allah loves us so much that when we can't see our own benefit also, and we are harming ourselves, we are not harming Allah, we cannot harm Allah, we are harming ourselves, then Allah becomes very upset with that person. That I did everything for you, for your benefit, your benefit of dunya also, your benefit of akhirat also, in every aspect, and you going against all that, you harming yourself. I gave you, I created you as the best of creation. I gave you the greatest faculties of your brains, your heart, your eyes, everything, your tongue, and you are using it for your own destruction. That is when Allah becomes angry. A father gives a son, for example, a business to manage to run and to benefit, a very lucrative, good business. But he goes on the street and begs from people. He stands at street corners and is begging. How angry won't that father become? I gave him his business to run, and he can just milk the business and make so much of profit. But he is going and begging like that. So Allah gave us the best, and we are becoming like beggars in this dunya. So therefore Allah becomes very angry when we break the laws of Allah. And if we can get this understanding that every law of Allah, whether it is farz-e-ayn, farz on every individual, or whether it is in the category of mustahab and nafil, everything is only for our benefit. Allah does not benefit at all. If nobody worships Allah, no malaika, no anbiya, no one worships, it doesn't harm Allah in the least. But and if all are 100% obedient to Allah, it doesn't benefit Allah in the least, but it is all for our own benefit. And on top of that, Allah loves us so much that He doesn't want us to harm ourselves. So He didn't say, go now, die, you want to harm yourself. But He gets angry, upset. And that upset also is so that we feel it, and then we come back online. That Allah who has given me everything, and I'm upsetting Him. Well, what benefit is in there? And in that really, I'm harming myself. So then a person comes back online. So this is to bring us back online also. This is to see to our own benefits of dunya also, akhirah. If parents live properly, Allah blesses them with wonderful children who also come up properly. And they get the children get that full benefit, the parents get the benefit. And if parents don't live correctly and don't bring up the children properly, don't give them the proper education of deen, of the commands of Allah, respect of parents, those children become drug addicts, they become alcoholics, they become gamblers, they become all the evil things come into them, and then we suffer the consequences. So Allah only wants the good for us. So if we can understand that and we all fulfill the commands of Allah and don't break His laws, don't make Him unhappy, we are going to be the winners. We are going to be the ones who will benefit fully. May Allah give us understanding, tawfiq to make proper amal also.